Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
7 And welcome to another edition of the Hashtag Miranda Show. Even though I said the words hello and welcome, as you're used to hearing on this program, I am not Miranda Morales. Patrick O'Dowd is also not Miranda Morales, because Miranda Morales is not here for her own show, because it's a big week for her this week. She's got a big move going on and some other stuff too, so she will return next week. And so before we go any further, those of you who are tuning in because you know it's the Wednesday after an IZW event and you want to hear the insider info, we break down the show, we talk about the cool things that happened, all that stuff, I urge you to continue listening because we're going to have a lot of fun. But that will happen next week on the Hashtag Miranda Show when Miranda is back. I almost opened the show by playing a promo from IZW from this week. I was like, no, I should probably save that for next week, even though I think it's so fantastic. But I will save it. Save that for next week on the Hashtag Miranda Show. Instead, you have me, Greg DeMarco, at ChairShotGreg on all of your forms of social media. You still have the website, thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Follow that at ChairShot Media. Again, it's sports, it's entertainment, it's sports entertainment, it's thechairshot.com. You have all of those great things, and you even have the wrestling realist himself, Patrick O'Dowd, on the Twitter, at Wrestling Realist. That's WrestlingRealist. There's no I in wrestling, but there is one in realist, and there is one in Patrick. For the wrestling realist, Patrick O'Dowd, what is this, like your third appearance on the Hashtag Miranda Show?
It's my third appearance on the hat. Yeah,
I think maybe second.
I think maybe second or third. I don't know if I did. I think I did one when you couldn't.
That wasn't a Hashtag Miranda Show. That was just Chair Shot Radio or whatever we call it.
I've done a couple of.
Yeah, you guys have done a few of those without me. But
we've gotten lambasted by you when we did the DeMarco Show without you once. And
well, that was with Dave.
IWC.
That was with Dave. Dave led you astray. You allowed yourself to be led astray, but Dave led you guys astray.
But as it is, this week, this is the fourth show that I will have been on Chair Shot this week.
Look at you.
You got me up to like some Ray Cash level.
I know. I was about to say, look at you. Doing your best Ray Cash and PC Tunney impersonations. So
that's right.
And your
but I'm
best
excited. I'm excited about this show today.
Darren Maggs Kirkby as a impersonation as well. So we appreciate you being here. We appreciate you doing that. Of course, this show is just one of many on the Chair Shot Radio Network. So get out there and listen to all the shows. Like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. All your favorite platforms. I don't remember if I said that stuff, so that's why I'm saying it again. We want you to follow along and have some fun. Patrick has removed the headset, and he's scratching his head, and I think he's in pain, and I'm a little worried about my best friend, Patrick O'Dowd, because usually when you, like now I'm concerned about, like, Is his brain swelling? Like, what just happened? I don't know.
Nah, it's something uncomfortable back there wearing a headset. I like the headset as opposed to the earbuds, yeah. But extended wear.
Yeah, it is rough.
Things get a little warm.
So you talk about the, I have a bump on the back of my head, like a small one.
Yeah.
So last night being Monday, we're recording this on Tuesday at CrossFit, was heavy squat day. Okay. And it wasn't designed to PR, which is, you know, to have a personal record because we were going heavy from the start. And so that's not usually how you PR, but we did 10 rounds of squats. Okay. Just five sets of two and then five sets of one. So heavy on set number 9, I beat my own personal best, right? I went squatting 325 to squatting three. I went from 315 to 335. So I jumped right over it.
Attaboy.
Had a guy spot me. Said, I feel like I can do it. Let's do it. My boy Ken spotted me, got to 335. So then I had one round left. I was like, screw it. Let's try for 345, right? Threw another 10 pounds on the bar. He's squatting me. You go down to the bottom and you start to come up and you realize immediately, nope, this ain't happening. Okay. Now, normally when you bail, you chuck the bar off behind you.
Well, there's a guy back there. Yeah.
And I could have said something and gotten him out of the way and bailed, but I didn't. So I had to go forward. And so I actually caught the bar like on the back of the head, and he was super scared. He felt bad. He even messaged me today. He's like, I feel horrible. I feel like I let you down. I was like, no, dude, you're good. Like, it was too heavy for you to spot and have to almost lift the whole thing by yourself, and it just wasn't going to work. And so, yeah, a little bit achy. It's like, it feels like a bruise, but it's going to be okay. It's not anything too bad. I'm not going into concussion protocol or anything like that. So, but I was feeling it more than I normally would today, especially in that spot. But when you were holding the back of your head, I was like, yeah, it just kind of struck me as like, ooh, what's going on?
Just, no bumps, just
good.
Sweaty ears.
That's understandable. So we are going to talk, it is the Hashtag Miranda Show, and what I wanted to do was stay true to the typical realm of topics that we stay within on the Hashtag Miranda Show. And sometimes that is TNA/Impact Wrestling. And so Patrick O'Dowd and I are going to go take a little bit of a trip down memory lane with TNA Impact Wrestling today in the stuff that we do. But before we do that, we got to sell some t-shirts. Now, Patrick O'Dowd, I did the t-shirt stuff during the Greg DeMarco Show. I think you should do it during the Hashtag Miranda Show.
Fair enough. Are you still going to wind it up?
I mean, if you tell me to wind it up, I'll wind it up.
Well, then, Greg, I suppose you should just go ahead and wait for it. Wind it up.
It's time!
All right, and following that lackluster wind it up, I am going to remind you all that if you love the content that we put out at thechairshot.com, to head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and invest in one of our many shirt options out there for you. Shirts like the Bandwagon Nerd shirt that I'm wearing right here right now. Shirts like Everybody Hates Greg. Shirts like Baron Corbin Sucks. Probably the shirt that I'm going to buy next when I take advantage of the Black Friday sale that started today that Greg informed me on the Greg DeMarco Show has no promo code because he was making fun of me because I was talking about there's going to be a promo code, but there's no promo code. You just go to the site and you're going to get at least 20% off if you spend $20. And you do that by buying one shirt. And if you want to feel fancy, feel all soft and good on your giblets, like I like to say on the other shows, then spend a few dollars more, get a soft style. That's what I did with the Bandwagon Nerd shirt. And I'm never going back. That's right. You heard it, Greg. Never going back. So once again, that site is prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. We thank you for your listenership and your support.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
So we're going to have some fun today and talked about the topic of TNA Impact Wrestling. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little trip down memory lane, an ad hoc trip down memory lane, And we're going to talk about, in the entire history of the organization, whether it's NWA TNA, whether it's TNA, whether it's Impact Wrestling, we're going to talk about our five favorite things that have ever happened, ever taken place, five favorite elements, whatever it may be, of TNA Impact Wrestling. And there's two things we have to explain about that. Number one, the format of how we rank these top five things. And number two, exactly what top five things entails and why I keep using that phrase. So Patrick O'Dowd, why don't you explain to everybody the format, because then we're literally stealing it from how you guys do your top tens or top whatevers on Bandwagon Nerds.
Absolutely. So Greg and I both put together, as he said, a top five list, with five being our lowest ranked, one being our top rank, things about TNA. And we are going to basically take turns on a rotation naming our number five thing. And the only real rule is after we name our five, we'll talk about whatever it is, unless one of us has the same thing higher on their list. So for example, say I have, I'll use something that I'm sure nobody cares about. I have Dixie Carter talking on a microphone as my number five, but Greg's like, oh, nope, I got it higher on my list. We pause talking about Dixie Carter talking on a microphone until we get to that spot in Greg's list. And that's when we discuss it, because it saves us some time. And that's pretty much it. I'm assuming Greg will sprinkle in a commercial here and there somewhere, just to kind of break the monotony.
Yeah, but probably after the two, probably fun. Between the twos and threes.
There you go. Makes sense. Stands to reason.
Right. Makes sense. So I want to talk about what it means by top five things. It means anything. Maybe you had a specific match that you loved. Maybe you had a specific personality you loved. Maybe you had a specific commentator event. It doesn't matter, because wrestling is more than the matches. Wrestling is a lot more than the matches. Wrestling is about the stories. Wrestling is about the environment. Wrestling is about the just everything that's created in this magical world when a company puts their stuff together. And for me, I think that I don't want to limit us to any one thing. And what's important to one person may not be important to another. So I feel like we have a lot more personality involved if we get to pick what those things are. So that's why we're going to do our top five things as we go down the list. Now, Patrick, are we snake drafting it? And if so, what is the order?
We always determine the draft order randomly, despite what the guys will tell you. And we do snake draft it. So it would be like whoever gives their number five, then the person who does their number five would then do, like, second would do their number four. So if I go first and get my number five, and then you give your number five, then immediately after you do your number five, you do your number four. So we kind of trade off that way. That way it takes away a little bit of the redundancy. It might be a little strange with two folks, but
now we can do it.
That's what we've done.
Okay. So then you, Patrick O'Dowd, can go first with your number five. And we'll take it down that way. So again, top five things in the entire history of TNA Impact Wrestling. Patrick O'Dowd, number five.
And you're going to find this funny, because this is a deep dive early, and it's probably so Patrick O'Dowd that this would be one of my five things. But it's literally the day I discovered TNA. I can't remember the name of the sports station that it used to run on. And it's like Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Net. Yep.
That's what it was, Fox Sports Net. I was flipping through the channels and saw Kevin Nash on the screen cutting a promo. I was like, what the hell is Kevin Nash doing? And I'm like, what is it? Like, I had no idea what TNA was. And so he cuts this promo, and they went to a match. And it was the setup of the match that it had, like, it was like the sport looking strip of information at the bottom with the timer for the time limit of the match. So they would be like, this is a 10-minute time limit. And like, it didn't even, the funny thing is, people talk about the six-sided ring. That's not what clicked for me. I was like, wow, they kind of were treating this like a sport. And it's like this look, I kind of like this. And literally was what got me interested and invested in TNA. And I was kind of disappointed when TNA went back to its like online format for a little while before coming back on television, and that went away, like that it left when it left Fox Sports Net, that disappeared, because I loved that element to it, and it actually held the wrestlers accountable to that time limit. Like, you know, the referee is of course your timekeeper, like the true timekeeper. If you want to hear about right. The importance of a referee, listen to the DeMarco show. But but like to see the countdown and the timer, that was just this whole other element. I thought it was really unique and cool, and I loved it, and was sad that it went away.
There you go. So you're number five. Now, you kind of said it was a timer at the end. So good thing the timer wasn't on my list, because by the time I would have realized and interrupted you, it would have been hard. But the timer not on my list. My number five, and I kept changing my order. My number five, Patrick O'Dowd, just in case on your list, is Broken Matt Hardy.
Nope.
Okay. So Broken Matt Hardy, it might be the most recent of the things on my list. I'm not sure. But one of them kind of spans a little bit of a longer period of time, but Broken Matt Hardy being on my list, because Broken Matt Hardy has existed in TNA. It's existed in WWE, as Woken Matt has existed in AEW. It only ever worked in TNA or Impact Wrestling at the time. Like, and because it was just absurd enough to work in that environment. And it's probably the best work he's ever done in his career. Although Big Money Matt was actually pretty good. And even the Hardy Family Office, which is basically Big Money Matt now in AEW, works, because when Matt's not wrestling, he's at his best, because no one wants to see Matt Hardy wrestle in 2021. But Broken Matt Hardy and the way they could do things in TNA, because you can get away with a lot of stuff in that company you can't get away with elsewhere. That was just, it was so absurd. And wrestling by nature is absurd and should be absurd, because again, it's scripted fighting. So just take it from there and run in any direction with it. But Broken Matt, like the character, like everything he put into it, the stuff at the Hardy Complex, like it all was just so great, like involving Brother Nero and Brother Nero, I knew you would come, like everything they did and Delete, like it just recently stopped, but Delete was a thing for so long. Like when he showed up at WrestleMania 33, walking down the ramp, once you got the initial pop out of the way for the music, everybody was chanting Delete. And so he had to do the Delete, you know, gimmick and Delete. And again, because like to eliminate somebody and to do that using the phrase Delete, like to actually delete them, like that's just absurd in itself again. And his just whole, I will delete you, like Broken Matt was a stroke of genius that I don't think, I hope he never does it again, unless he for some reason goes back to Impact Wrestling, because I don't think it would ever work. And when he did it in Impact Wrestling, they were doing it in front of actual crowds, not studio crowds. And so I think that in the modern day, it couldn't even work. But Broken Matt was lightning in a bottle and damn good for the time period that it occupied.
Excellent choice for your number five.
Yeah. Now, and obviously you can have opinions on that too. I know I didn't have any opinions on that.
No, I Senior Benjamin.
Yes.
Just
his actual landscaper. Yeah. Like,
right. So the thing, it was just, it was, you kind of hit on all of it. Like
Reeby playing the piano, King Maxwell, dude, like
where that came from. And I remember being like, what am I seeing? I don't understand what I'm seeing, but I really like what I'm seeing. And to have him pull that off the way that he did was just, if you'd have pitched it to me, I would have said, no way.
Yeah.
No way this is going to work. Get out of my office. like, thank God that he was just kind of given carte blanche to do whatever he wanted.
Yeah, had to be.
And that it, because it worked, and it worked really well. And but you mentioned the WrestleMania moment, which was the thing I was going to point out, is that it carried.
It did. And they tried. They tried to do Woken Matt.
They gave it a shot.
It just didn't work. And it could literally have worked in two places, Lucha Underground and Impact Wrestling. And Lucha Underground was done by then. So even if it was still, even if it was still on air, I don't remember time wise, it might have still been being broadcast, but it had been long taped. So That was it. So then I would be doing my number four now, correct, as we snake draft this?
Correct.
My number four as a whole is the knockouts division.
See, now I wondered if you were going to put the knockouts division on there. I left the knockouts division off of my list.
Okay. Because for everything that, and I often give, and people argue with me, that Nikki Bella was the one who started the Divas Revolution, which became the Women's Evolution. And if you go back and look, she was the first one to speak out about it. But TNA with the knockouts division was doing great things for women's wrestling. Now, okay, some of it wasn't great, let's be honest. And they did name them all after strippers. But they were putting women's wrestling in a focus and a showcase that other companies weren't for far longer than anybody else was. So that's why my number four in the history of TNA and Impact Wrestling is the knockouts division. And it paved the way. Like, you look at Gail Kim, who is their Hall of Famer now, but also had an amazing career in WWE. And they launched the career of Awesome Kong. Like, there are so many things that knockouts division is responsible for. And they did it right. And they leaned into it. And it worked, and they still have it. They still call it the knockouts division now. And it was a place for Deonna Purrazzo to go when she left WWE or when she was released. So it really worked out. So, Patrick, my number four is the knockouts division.
One of the most memorable matches from the lone TNA pay-per-view I ever attended was a knockouts, no holds barred, like, street fight. Was it Taryn Terrell was involved in it? Or, yeah.
And I think Gail Kim.
And they brought everything. Like, they went hard in that match. And, like, the crowd was all for it.
It's crazy to think that in my life I've been to two TNA pay-per-views live. Like, that's just – I went to Bound for Glory when it was here in Arizona. And then I went to Slammiversary with you.
Slammiversary. That's what we went. Yes,
me, you, and not Chad Perry. Yes.
Me, you, and not Chad Perry. My good friend Cornelius took his place happily.
No, Chad still was. I think we had four tickets.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
And Chad. Because we took the picture of the empty seat.
We did.
Chad claimed you never committed, even though he did.
Anyway, just funny because we were about to take it for but yeah, like, they take women seriously. And took women seriously long before a lot of, you know, any of the other bigger companies did. And you could still argue in some regards that some of the big companies still don't take them seriously. So, you can't deny that. And you talked about Gail Kim, you talked about Awesome Kong, you know, Mickie James had a great resurgence, couple runs, currently having a good run, back in Impact and doing good things there as well. So, yeah, hard to deny the impacts, the knockout division for TNA, Impact Wrestling, all that.
All right, so then we now need to go to your number four.
My number four is Bloody Samoa Joe. And anybody who – it's to me, it's like the most iconic image from that era of TNA wrestling – of Samoa Joe in his confrontation with Kurt Angle, takes a headbutt, gets looks like he's been wiped out by Angle. Angle is celebrating, and Joe rises up behind Kurt, blood pouring down his face, in one of the just most bossiest, badass looking image. And if you want to talking about the potential that encounter and feud had, it still gives me chills today because it was intense, that moment. And unfortunately, it's one of those things where that moment, like, it was all downhill from there. Like, that was such a great moment that it was so tough to, like, follow that up. But that burned in my head. People have it as their avatars to this day out there. Like, you always talked about potential, the potential in what that could have been, was just off the charts, and that moment created that. So that's my number four.
All right, so there you go, number four. Now you get to do number three.
The AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Samoa Joe trilogies of Triple
H. I have to stop you.
Matches. Oh, higher on Greg's list.
It is. It is actually higher on my list. I didn't know if that was going to happen or not, but here we are.
You'll see it. You'll see a theme.
You will see a theme. You're exactly right. You will, in fact, see a theme. So that means we got to go to my number three. And I laughed as you were talking about this earlier, because my number three as a whole is Dixie Carter.
Okay.
My number three is Dixie Carter.
Irony.
Because I know, right? Not Dixie Carter and Mike Brown, just Dixie Carter in general. And when you were giving that example earlier, I just laughed because it's just – because Dixie Carter, she loved this company. She loved TNA, like was such a champion for TNA. And again, was kind of a person that people came around on. Like when she showed up on the Kurt Angle documentary on the WWE Network, people were kind of happy about that, right? They liked seeing Dixie Carter again. And even though Panda Energy didn't love TNA as much as Dixie Carter did, she loved it, and she did everything she could to keep that thing going for as long as she could before the whole Billy Corgan thing happened and before Jeff Jarrett, like somehow Jeff Jarrett figured out a way to sell TNA to Dixie Carter twice. That's I don't even know how he pulled that off, but greatest worker in the history of the business. But it's just the things that she did, and I mean she went through a table. Like she took a Bully Ray powerbomb through a table as part of a storyline and what she got written out. But I think the part of the reason why is because in 2011, I went to Bound for Glory and took my son and we went, we got tickets and it was here at the Grand Canyon University Arena, small arena here. And I remember tweeting about it, about going to the event and not tagging anybody in the tweet and getting a DM from Dixie Carter that was like, hope to see you at the show. Hope you guys have a great time. Like,
aww.
Like didn't, I was following her because she DM'd me, but I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. And like getting random interactions like that and just hearing the stories, like little things, like when Bruce Pritchard talks about that Bound for Glory, when they did the Hall of Fame ceremony there and they charged everyone for their food at the Hall of Fame ceremony. Like all the wrestlers and everybody got charged for the food they ate. And that's why Bruce Pritchard didn't eat the food. They took it out of their checks, like $40 for a plate of food. Like it's just insane the stuff that happened and she thought was okay. But it's, you know, and so relevant that Jacksonville Dixie became a phrase for Tony Khan. Like, again,
right.
Jacksonville Dixie is not an insult if Dixie Carter wasn't still relevant in the world of pro wrestling. And I don't know, again, AJ Styles is having an amazing career in WWE. When you're out of ideas for AJ Styles, and how could you be out of ideas for somebody as talented as AJ Styles? I mean, he's been with almost for, you know, almost a year at this point. Bring in Dixie Carter. Like somehow find a way. Bring in Dixie Carter. I think at this point, kind of how people came around on John Cena, Roman Reigns, Sheamus talked about it on the Greg DeMarco show. I think people would love it. And I think they would eat it up if Dixie Carter got involved in a WWE storyline with AJ Styles at this point in time. I think they would love it. But for me, you can't have the history of TNA without Dixie Carter. Granted, you can't have it with like a Jeff Jarrett, and he's not on my list. But when we came up with these lists quickly, Dixie Carter was one of the big things. And I think we should come up with them quickly because that's how things stand out. Dixie Carter was a big thing that stood out for me.
The other thing that I think is really interesting is regardless of how people felt she was as a business person within the business, I don't know that there's very many people who have a bad thing to say about her. Like as a person, anybody I've ever heard of talk about their experience.
No, they usually preface insulting her with the fact that she's a great person.
Right. Well, and not denying that she really did care about like her wrestlers and her company, for better or for worse. So yeah, I've never gotten anything but a positive impression about her as a person.
Yeah.
Management style be damned.
Exactly. I agree. Before we go to my number two, we are going to go to a commercial break. As we said, we would do it between two and three, and then we'll come back with my number two, which is discussing something that Patrick O'Dowd already brought up.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Because Patrick O'Dowd, my number two, is the series of matches, the feud, the rare three-way feud between AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and your favorite wrestler in the history of pro wrestling, the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels. So it was on your list first. So I'll let you start talking about this trilogy of matches in this feud.
It's even just hard to define where to really say where to begin, other than there are certain competitors when they're in the ring together, or wrestlers when they're in the ring together, it's just always magic and well done. Like, the familiarity is so much that it's clear they know what the guy is going to do before they even know they're going to do it. And you saw it at Bret Hart and Steve Austin. Like, all of them, those two guys, their chemistry was just ridiculous together. AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, and Samoa Joe, through years in independent promotions, all over the country, all over the world, it was just always there. And TNA embraced that with the three of them in the ring on more than one occasion, with just banger matches. Like if you were to give me, if you were to say, pick 10 matches that you have to watch at TNA, like every one of those triple threat matches that they did, just put it on the list. Like, they're all ridiculously good and they're all unique. Like, that's the other thing, is it's not like they just did the same. Like, yeah, they got their shit in, but it's all done in different ways. How they get to where they get is done in different ways. They're innovative, they're beautiful, they're wonderful. And you should not consider yourself a fan of the company if you haven't watched all of their matches.
And what's funny is two of those three matches main evented pay-per-views for the company. One of them main evented, the first one main evented a pay-per-view when it was for the X Division Championship. The Ultimate X match didn't main event a pay-per-view. And then the final encounter in TNA was for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship and main evented a pay-per-view. They actually had a fourth match in 1PW overseas. And the only reason why that match is important is because Samoa Joe won. And if you count that match, then they were all tied at one win apiece going into the fourth encounter. But within TNA, they had three. And yeah, that trilogy of matches is insane. It really kind of helped cement TNA with that hardcore audience that they had in the beginning. AJ Styles was already a megastar, but that was, again, what? 8 years before the last encounter was 8 years before he debuted in WWE, which is also interesting. This took place over a period of like 4 years. These matches did, or 3 years. I think the first one was in 2006, the last one was in 2009. So yeah, 3 years. And just, again, it's a huge part of their history and something that, I mean, that alone is worth, you know, WWE someday buying the tape library just to have matches like that. To put on the old network there, on the old Peacock. But yeah, the matches were insane. Three of the most uniquely talented individuals in the entire world. And Samoa Joe, like physically didn't fit the X division, but just made sense in the X division and eventually in the world title division. Of the three, you know, Christopher Daniels being the only one who never held the Impact Wrestling World Championship, and maybe that's still a possibility someday down the road. You just never know. I hope so. He did get that Ring of Honor World title run, but that was it. And just seeing these three together, like, yeah, I could pull up any one of these matches now and watch it in its entirety and be crazy entertained. So very, very good choice, and that's why it might end up being the only thing that's on both of our lists. So Patrick O'Dowd, we are now up to your number two on the top five things about TNA Impact Wrestling.
My number two is the Ultimate X match. So not the X division, but the Ultimate X match. And if for no other reason that it is uniquely TNA and Impact, and it is completely theirs for the most part. It's like, to me, when I think of things they can hang their hat on, that's one of the ones I look like. Not a six-sided ring, not a pay-per-view full of steel cage matches, but watching various, you know, whether you want to call them X division wrestlers, cruiserweights, whatever, flyers, guys of balance, that apparatus just looks like it looks cool and unique with the ropes crisscrossed, obviously with an X. Whether there's a briefcase hanging from the thing, whether there's a title belt there, whether there's just an X and it's a match where they're just fighting for the X. That should have just always been their ladder match. In my opinion, in the X, they should never have had ladder matches. They should have always been Ultimate X. And, you know, watching like Elix Skipper, which, you know, I didn't even like, you want to talk about memorable moments. Everybody talks about his run on the cage, but like he did some crazy shit on the X, on the big crisscrossing ropes. In the Ultimate X match. It's always exciting. It was always innovative, high flying, and really was something that felt special for a really long time for TNA. When that match happened, you knew it was going to be a good one, a big deal.
And here's the crazy thing about it. And I had to do some research just to make sure. 2 days ago, it was announced that they're hard to kill pay-per-view in Texas coming up, I believe in January, will be the first time in the history of the company that there is a women's Ultimate X match. And
really?
I was trying to find out if there ever had been one, because I don't remember there being one. Yep. And it's the first ever women's Ultimate X match, knockouts Ultimate X match. And that will be basically the winner will get an Impact or a Knockouts World Championship match is what that'll be for. But good on them for doing that.
Yeah.
You know, Dixie was always a big champion in the Knockouts division. They continue to follow suit. That Knockouts division, along with the X division championship, has transcended every iteration of TNA. And I think it's amazing that they're doing this. And I love that they're doing a women's Ultimate X match. It's about time. And I think it's going to be great. And I'm excited about it. But yeah, you're right. Like, that's the signature. Not the King of the Mountain, not any of that other stuff, but that's the signature match of TNA Impact Wrestling is the Ultimate X match. And thank goodness it's still around and hasn't gone, you know, the way of the dodo, the way some stipulation matches do, because that's just absolutely phenomenal. Great call by you to include the Ultimate X match. Patrick O'Dowd, it is time for your number one, the last opportunity for us to overlap. My gut instinct is it's not going to happen, but time for your number one.
My number one is a wrestler.
Okay.
My number one is Christopher Daniels.
That makes sense.
Because I had never heard of Christopher Daniels until on that same program that I described where I ran into Kevin Nash. The guy who had the first match right after that Kevin Nash promo was Christopher Daniels in the full priest fallen angel gimmick. And I remember loving the look and then watching him perform and we talked about this. Like, it's rare to watch a guy work and for the longest time be like, this guy doesn't make mistakes in the ring. Like, he was smooth. He protected his opponent. He still doesn't miss a beat. That man's like 700 years old. And one, you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know that he was, you know, 10 years older than me or whatever. He's not 10 years older than me, but he's pretty damn close. And he could just flat out go. And if he was, you know, 6 inches taller, good Lord, where would he be now? Because he could work with anyone. He could work with big guys. He could work with little guys. He could work submission. He could high fly. You know, he had the best moonsault ever. He just everything, angel's wings, did the whole deal. And then because of that, because of Christopher Daniels, and because of getting into him at Impact, it brought me into following Ring of Honor. It brought me into following his career right up until he started working with AEW. And like, I watched him in AEW a couple of times. I've seen him now crop up in Impact again, and I get to continue to watch him. It's the reason, like, never been more nervous for any interview ever than when you finally, when you got him on our show, and we interviewed him twice. But I felt like I was going to be Chris Farley interviewing Paul McCartney, like trying to talk to him. Like, you remember that one time you wrestled Samoa Joe in Ring of Honor and finally beat him? That was awesome.
That was like, awesome.
I love him. I love his personality. I love his work with Kazarian. Hell of a promo. He has been a chameleon. He is.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.